Wall Street today. The Dow down 42 points at 15,233. NASDAQ down 7 at 3,465. The S&P 500 down 8 at 1,650. The yield in the 10-year note, 1.86%. Global equity markets traded mostly flat for a good portion of the day. The steam came out of the rally on Wall Street today on reported comments from John Williams, the San Francisco Fed president, indicating the $85 billion a month of bond purchases by the Fed can be reduced soon and that he believes the whole program may be halted sometime this year. This after we got a mixed bag on economic news today. Factory activity back east contracted this month. Groundbreaking and home construction sites tumbled in the month of April. And new claims for jobless benefits spiked last week. In fact, the highest we've seen in a number of weeks. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us. And, of course, we've had a remarkable rally so far, a bit of a pullback today. Give us your view of the action here today.
My opinion is that the market's still very buoyant on the upside, and the decline today was symbolic that the market is resisting any serious declines like 100 or 200 points that we've had prior to this bull market of the last 3 or 4 months. So I looked upon it in a very favorable reaction.
All right, as far as the Fed's next move, which has taken the spotlight again today with the comments by the San Francisco Fed president, where do you think the Fed will take things here as far as interest rates are concerned, and when will this unwinding take place?
I think it's very important to the overall market that the Fed start migrating towards higher interest rates and the reduction of the bond buying monthly in order to not upset the market dramatically at some later point in time. I'm very much a believer that interest rates are way too low, not necessary to be here, and I also have the opinion that the bond buying has now reached the end point.
All right. And in all this, we've heard some high-profile calls lately that the bull market and the bond market ended at the end of April and so forth. What's your view of what's going to happen with the bond market?
Well, I believe there's too much risk in the bond market, and it's the pricing is such that I think the chances of losing on the downside versus the meager interest rates that are available are such that you would be driven away from that market. To use as an example, I would not be a buyer of the 10-year Treasury with a yield of only 1.86%.
All right. Where do you see the market go from here? You mentioned an upside bias. Obviously, we're in the month of May here, and a lot of people are thinking about that Wall Street axiom, sell in May and go away. What's your view of where this thing goes from here?
Well, I think that we have to be convinced that we're going to see a continual plus market based on what's actually the performance is. However, I think we do have vulnerability in some of the high capitalized companies that I've mentioned before. Examples of that are, of course, in the restaurant group and Google and so on. We've got some unusual price to earnings and price to revenues. Tesla, the automobile company, is selling at 10 times revenues for the past year and 5.5 times revenues for the forecast for the coming year, so I would avoid some of those kinds of securities. But there's still great opportunities in the home building stocks. I would avoid gold as well. The gold prices were down $10 an ounce today.
Right, and gold's been pulling back while equities have been moving higher this year. As far as some of the tech high flyers, Google coming off its all-time high today. It closed above $900 a share, as you well know, for the first time yesterday, pulling back about $12 today to $903 and change. We see Apple up nearly six today after its recent slide back to $434.66. What's your view on those two?
Well, on those two, I would be careful. I would avoid those two at this point in time, except Apple. It has some intrigue to me. I believe that with the earnings prospect, and we'll have to see how that works out, but we could see a 50-point rally here in Apple. One of the most important stocks in the technology area is Cisco, and that's also in the Dow. And without Cisco's gain today, the Dow would not have been down only 40 points. So I think Cisco's earnings are an example of really the best part of what's going on in the economy.
Cisco reporting better than expected earnings after the bell yesterday and did react positively, as you mentioned, up nearly $3 today at $23.87. We see the Facebook anniversary, IPO anniversary coming up tomorrow, and Facebook stock down 47 cents today at 26 and change, more than $10 below its IPO price. So what's your view on Facebook 1 year later here?
I would be attracted to Facebook. I would not buy it aggressively on a market rally, but in any kind of a decline where it looks attractive, I think Facebook would be a buy.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you again very much for joining us right after the closing bell here today in the KNX Business Hour. With the Dow pulling